Haran, finishing up Simchin Nun Vav, the Mechaber says, the Lonish Agidudim, if the rocks 10 high don't remain, Asr Afilu Malas Bechatzer, then you're not allowed to even fill up water in the Chatzer. And Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to carry in the Chatzer either. The problem is that since it is open to something that is Asr, meaning that area where the water is an Asr area to carry, and your Chatzer is open to it with more than 10, so then it's Asr to carry in the Chatzer itself as well, because it's called Parz Yoser Me'eser Lamakoma Asr. This is only true, says Mishnah Berurah, when the stream that's passing by on the outside is not 10 deep. But if it's 10 deep, that the water that spreads into the chatzer becomes a pit of 10 deep, so then the walls of that pit are considered to be a mechitza between the water and your chatzer, and you'd be allowed to carry in the chatzer. You just wouldn't be able to fill up water from it. Simen Shin Nun Zayin. Sif Alef. Chatzer Shepchusa Me Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. If your chatzer is smaller than 4x4, she smuch l'shus harabim, which is next to a public domain, in Shulchan L'sol Chamayim B'Shavis V'Mosal Chama, you're not allowed to pour water into it. You're not allowed to pour water into it on Shabbos during summer months. Shekevin She'ein Ba'Arba Amos Ein Sasayim Mayim She'adam Asir L'shtamish B'chol Yom Ro'i Li Balaba V'Abiki'ilu Shulchan L'shus harabim. Because since the area is less than 4x4, the normal amount of water that a person uses will not get swallowed up by the ground, and it's like you're pouring into Rishus HaRabim. So if you have an area of less than 4x4, such a chatzer, and you want to be able to pour water into it, you would have to make a pit that would hold the sasayim of water. How deep does that pit have to be? As long as it's chatziyama by chatziyama and 3/5 of an amma deep, that would be called a good enough pit to hold the sasayim of water. The Mishnah Berurah says that you could change the depth however you want, as long as it holds a sasayim of water. Whether you do it in the chatzer or outside of the chatzer. If you decide that you want to make that pit outside of your 4x4, outside the chatzer, then you have to cover it with boards. To make that pit area into a makom p'tur, and also the Mishnah Berurah says so that people won't trip on it. That's why you have to cover it, because if you're putting it outside of your chatzer, it's a danger for people to walk by, and they might trip on it. So you have to make it into a makom p'tur, that by covering that area, people no longer use it, and therefore it no longer counts as Rishus HaRabim, it counts as a makom p'tur. So that's what you would have to do if you want to make the pit outside of your Rishus. You would have to cover it with boards of some sort, and the water would fall into their makom p'tur. Kevin Shiyasa Guma, once you're making the pit, Yachal Lishbachal Kol Mashayir, so you can pour however much water you want. But if the pit doesn't hold that amount, Lo Yishbach Baklal, you shouldn't pour any water into it. So what's going on in this simon? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that your standard person, Chazal established, use a sasayim of water to wash their face and their hands and their feet and anything else that they use water for. That's how much you use in a standard day. And on Shabbos, you're not allowed to pour water from Rosh HaSayachah to Rosh HaRabim or to a Carmelis. So most people, they pour the water into their own chatzer, which is right next to their home, which is allowed because it counts as Rosh HaSayachah. So it's Rosh HaSayachah to Rosh HaSayachah, which is permissible. And Chazal assumed that that sasayim of water that you normally use will be swallowed up by the ground in a 4x4 chatzer, and it won't drip in out from the chatzer into the Rosh HaRabim. So therefore, since you know that it's going to get swallowed up, there you're not worried that the water is going to drip out, and you're allowed to pour that water into your chatzer. And even if it goes out of your chatzer for some reason into Rosh HaRabim afterwards, it drips into there, it doesn't matter, because on Shabbos we require Melechus Machsheves, and you didn't intend for it to go to Rosh HaRabim. You didn't think it was going to happen, and you didn't care for it to happen. So that's why it's permissible. But if your area is less than 4x4, where the sasayim of water that you use isn't going to get swallowed up by the ground, it gets muddy and stuff, and you don't want it to be muddy because it doesn't get swallowed up by the ground, so a person would care, and he doesn't want the water to be in his chatzer, and he wants it to drip into the Rishus HaRabim so that his chatzer won't get ruined. But if it goes out, then you fulfilled your machshava of getting the water out of your Rishus, and that would be a problem. So therefore, we don't allow you to pour it into your chatzer as a gzeira that you might pour it into the Rishus HaRabim, or it might drip into the Rishus HaRabim, and that will be your kavana. So that's why If your area is less than 4x4, you need to dig a pit where this assignment of water will go into, so then you will no longer be concerned that it will go into Rosh Hasharabim, and you won't care if it goes into Rosh Hasharabim. So that's what this whole siman is talking about. If your area is 4x4 or more, you're totally fine to pour water into it. It's your Rosh Hasayacha, but if it's less than 4x4, there's a concern that you might want it to leave your Rosh Hasharabim, and therefore you would need to dig a pit inside your chutzar or right outside for it to drip into.